We're joined now by the Dream Team Player of the Year here on Regional Radio for Volleyball. And Jenna, not the only time you've been the Dream Team Player of the Year. Actually, not even the second time, but the third time. Just how's it feel to know that you've gotten it 3 years in a row?
It's awesome. It's an honor that I believe coaches voted for me, and that all, I guess, my hard work and team accomplishments have paid off. So it's awesome.
Does it feel any better to get it in that third and senior year, knowing, hey, this was kind of the last go around?
Yes, I believe it shows, again, like my hard work and dedication to the team and program. And basically, yeah, I'm really excited and happy that we actually won a state championship this year, along with having all these accolades.
Yeah, and Jenna, I know I've asked you this before, but got to ask you again, what does that state championship mean to you to finally get it in that senior year, especially after coming so close the last 3 years?
It's amazing to end my career with a state championship. I know the other two seniors, Shelby and Ellie, feel the same way, coming so close each year, falling just short, taking second and third places. And I think this year we worked even harder because we wanted it so badly. So it's awesome.
Even better that you got to experience it with Shelby and Ellie as well, knowing that they also went through the exact same thing you did.
Yeah, I've been playing with them, like I said, since third grade, and we've been best friends and close teammates since then, and going out with them is awesome.
And Jenna, you get a chance to go play volleyball next year at Purdue University coming up here in just a few months, but what are you going to do the rest of the time in high school? Just kind of enjoy it?
We graduate in May, but just focus on school. I just started club volleyball back up, and so focus on that and prepare for Purdue, I guess.
Yeah. What club team do you play for?
I play for Rockwood Thunder in St. Louis.
How long have you been playing with them for?
This will be my second year. I transferred clubs, I guess, last year.
All right, right on. Anybody else on that team?
That we know?
The teammates, yeah.
No, not from St. Pius.
But. All right. And do you get a chance to still play some rec volleyball up at the Y with Shelby and Ellie?
We might do a sand league here, like, in the winter, but we don't know.
A sand league in the winter?
It's indoor, so it's okay.
Okay, it makes a little more sense. Jenna, just any more final thoughts on being the Dream Team Player of the Year for the third time? Thank anyone, maybe?
I want to thank my teammates, especially. They really pushed me to be my best, and I try to make them the best. And Dustin, who's made me a great player and has pushed me to my limits and just wants the best for me, and my parents, who sacrificed a lot for me to play club and go to Pius and allow me to do everything. So I want to thank those people.
Congratulations, Jenna.
Thank you.
That's Jenna Otek, third-time player of the year at the Dream Team for volleyball here on 2016. You're listening to Regional Radio.